Back home now, and independent schools are turning to private companies to monitor what their students say and do online on sites such as Facebook. An internet monitoring company, SR7, says it's been employed by some private high schools around Australia to keep track of students' social media activity. Privacy advocates have expressed concern, but SR7 says its work will help prevent cyberbullying. Sarah Dingle reports.
It seems responsibility no longer stops at the school gate. Instead, it's been extended to the vast reaches of the internet. James Griffin is a partner in SR7, a social media intelligence company which is paid by independent schools to monitor online activity.
We only have secondary schools as clients in the education sector, and they are from a variety of locations around Australia.
Tell me, what kind of services do you perform for those in education?
For those clients in education, we identify and attempt to stop cyberbullying. And that primarily these days, unfortunately, occurs on a lot of social media platforms such as Facebook and increasingly a platform called Formspring. Formspring is a somewhat vicious social media network. The difference with Formspring is that it's primarily a tool where somebody can ask a question of someone else. And you can do this either to a friend of yours on Formspring, so a question to somebody that you know, or you can do it anonymously. And the issue with anonymity online is that that's when, unfortunately, a lot of cyberbullying occurs.
What have you turned up that has been striking to you?
Striking and worrying has been the identification of clearly fake profiles interacting with students, young students online. And also we have found many instances of blatant cyberbullying, which are conversations between students or groups of students and a victim that are quite sad. And once brought to the attention of the school, they can deal with it quite swiftly.
Civil liberties advocates have expressed outrage, saying the monitoring is an invasion of students' privacy. But the head of the Independent Schools Association of New South Wales, Dr. Jeff Newcombe, says schools are facing a new world online and they need new ways to handle student safety.
Within that environment, it's crucial that we comply with the law. And the law is that we must provide a duty of care to both our pupils and our teachers. And while, yes, I understand the reaction of some people who come out and say that they're outraged about an invasion of privacy through this monitoring, to be quite honest, they're the same people who'll come out and lead the charge if any of these students or teachers are the subject of cyberbullying.
That's Dr. Jeff Newcombe, the head of the Independent Schools Association of New South Wales, speaking to AM's Sarah Dingle.